Please hang up and try again.
Freak Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios.
Driven by General Tire.
It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio redefined with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Stepman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks. Coming at you one more time, Freak Nation. It's an encore presentation of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined.
And on our 24th anniversary show, yes, June 25th, 2000, on our 24th anniversary show, I thought we saw a little light, Richie, that Max Verstappen and Red Bull, that empire was about to crumble, Richie. And look what happened over the freaking weekend with a little bit of Norris tweaking.
Lando blew it. He blew the start. They blew the pit stop. Race over. Red Bull wins. Lewis got a podium, though. I'll get that out of the way so I can celebrate. Mm-hmm. And then we can move on with the rest of the show. And that's it, Formula One. Back to you.
No, that's not it, Formula One. It's part of the weekend.
It was a heck of a weekend, Freak Nation. Not only are we on the verge, actually, the actual holiday anniversary of Speed Freaks. It's June 25th, 2000, where we started on one radio station in Los Angeles and now have grown to a litany of stations across the country, every audio platform that you can imagine, video platform, Instagram, live, YouTube, of course, on MAV TV. Thank you guys for sticking around for 24 years. That's just a stat, Crash and Richie. Now, thank you guys out there in the Freak Nation for sticking around. And just for that, we're going to go back to 2006 with Kenny and Brandon Bernstein. We're going to go back to 2005, where Tony Stewart joins us as a recent team owner of a sprint car team.
Okay.
And I believe he only had one cup championship at the time.
Oh, five, yes. Okay.
He'll be here in the Freak Nation. We may get to Graham Rahal, Bobby Rahal. We may get to Fernando Alonso, who was in here in 2018. But we celebrate 24 years of Speed Freaks here with you, Freak Nation. Statman, do you feel 24 years younger than when we started in that younger? One little studio? Or older?
Younger? No.
Yeah, younger.
No. But, I look back on that one station, one mic, one night. That was 1 hour. We were full house of ones at one point, but we're far beyond that right now.
On that first show, we're talking June 25th, the year 2000, creeping into the motorsports mainstream was sport compact drag racing. So our first ever guest in the 24 years of Speed Freaks was Adam Sawiru-Watari,
you remember that. Wow. Mm-hmm. I bet you don't know what he's doing now.
I don't know what he's doing now, since unfortunately sport compact drag racing about 10 years later just went by the wayside. No, what is he doing now?
He took over his family farm in Central California. I think he's growing bok choy.
Okay.
Okay.
There it is.
That's that's Central California for you.
Crash, you want to continue on? Who else joined us on that show?
Who else joined us on that show? Next, I believe, was the king of Supercross, Jeremy McGrath.
Right.
And then shortly thereafter, Jerry Tolliver, NHRA funny car driver, who helped two boys here, Kenny Sargent and Statman, really, truly get the show up and running.
So happy anniversary to us. In fact, I think people are emailing someone here that we hear it on the show, emailing them enough to say happy freaking anniversary. 24 years of doing this thing. Christopher Bell wins on rain tires. That's right. But Kenny, they were on an oval. Yeah. Rain tires on Sunday.
So that's happened in 24 years.
Yeah.
NASCAR changes their strategy.
Christopher Bell will be joining us momentarily. Also, Alex Palou. No rain tires needed at Laguna Seca, man. In fact, it was crap hot. I'm complaining. It was 76 degrees. The track was about $120. The hell am I kidding? I was sitting up under the freaking shade watching these cats go down the corkscrew complaining that it was 76 degrees. Alex Palou will join us here in the Freak Nation. And again, we will have some fantastic flashbacks with Kenny Bernstein, Tony Stewart, Bobby Graham Rahal and Fernando Alonso, as opposed to Alonso, joining us here in the Freak Nation. We got all kinds of noises creeping in on this show. But Christopher Bell on that win with that historic race, historic being that they ran on rain tires, Freak Nation.
Yeah, just how historic it was. And, you know, for NASCAR to run in the rain like that, or not in the rain, but run in the damp conditions on an oval was, I mean, it ended up being a really, hopefully a good show. I mean, you guys can answer that more than me, but I had a blast and it made it different. And that's what the key is to having successful, you know, races and entertainment. Like, hopefully that was entertaining because it was something different, something new, and nobody knew what to expect and what to do. And the guys that figured out the quickest were the most successful.
I will absolutely go with your winner, Christopher Bell, on that. It was entertaining. It was different. And it just threw a big wrench into everything where the cream rises. And Christopher Bell and his team clearly became part of that. What I didn't like, and I think we're going to get to this later in the show, so I don't want to get too much into it now. What I didn't like is your sanctioning body, in this case, NASCAR, telling people when they're allowed to pit and what they're allowed to do in those pit stops. That part to me was just a little, I don't like that sort of dictation when you're in the middle of a heated competition. Let people make the decisions that they know are best for the way they have set up their cars.
Yeah, well, we will talk about this later because they didn't know what to do. They, even when NASCAR was telling them what to do, they didn't know what to do. So we're going to disagree on that. I have a feeling. The one thing that I really appreciated in our 24 years was when we started, we used to have road course ringers because NASCAR drivers couldn't turn right. They used to have all sorts of things that don't exist right now. I mean, it's a different world in racing. They raced today on an oval on a wet track. That was unheard of when 5 years ago was unheard of. All of these things that have changed in our 24 years, I love it. NASCAR is reaching out and they're trying. You can't ask for anything more. Now, if they could only shorten the races and get rid of about half of them, then we'd be
done. Today was intended to be shortened. Sunday was intended to be shortened.
6 hours later, baby.
Mother Nature had her way with it.
Christopher Bell talking about how much fun this race was. Of course, he won the damn race.
It was literally the tale of two completely different events. And obviously, the rain completely shook up what was going on track. And in the dry, we started off really well. I was able to, you know, get the lead in the first stage. And then Martin really came on there in stage two. So definitely, I think that we had some room to improve on the dry stuff. Like, I'm not sure that I definitely didn't have the dominant car. And then whenever the wet came, it was just like, we might as well have been at somewhere completely different. And so it was just so fun to get to experience that, run a, whatever it was, 80 laps in wet tires and wet damp conditions. So, just a lot of fun. That was so much fun.
Listen, I don't know if it really had any bearing on where these guys finished, but you have Christopher Bell, you have Josh Berry, and you have Chase Briscoe. I don't know about Berry, but Chase Briscoe and Christopher Bell, we know about their dirt acumen in a race car. And if that came into play with these guys succeeding on rain tires, am I trying to make something of? I don't know. But damn it. There was a video that you tweeted, Richie, that was just badass at the start of the race on rain tires. And we were all just going, okay, what's about to happen in turn one?
Not the start of the race, but mid-race when they were all officially on rain tires. Yes, that was wild. There were lanes everywhere. But yeah, it, to go back to what Statman was saying, it's just interesting the evolution of NASCAR over our 24 years as a show on this planet. And how NASCAR, two road courses a year, it was always Watkins Glen and Sonoma. And how dare half the field drive their own cars? They had to have drivers come in to race for them. Now, with the advent, you could call it video games. You could call it just like when Dale Earnhardt Jr. actually got lessons from Ron Fellows and that just carried on to other drivers saying, I just need to learn this craft better. Who knows? But it's just, it's great to see the evolution and the talent that has evolved along with the series evolving in the sport.
Statman, I could detect something that you were alluding to, and we can probably carry this on into the next conversation regarding the wet tires and governing the wet tire race, a rain tire race. But just given what we've seen for over two decades with NASCAR, how quickly, frankly, they've advanced on a number of fronts, including, I'm sure, consulting with Goodyear today and others on getting this race back on the track and not calling the damn. They had every right to call the damn thing. They would have called it last year, but no, they stuck around. They stuck it out, got it in before that next wave of storms came in. It's tough for me to get after NASCAR for anything that they did today or on Sunday. And I'll be frank with you. During that, we got a break. Holy smokes, we got a break. We'll get back into it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Josh Berry, Chase Briscoe talking about running on the rain tires. We'll get to that. Crash Gladys, pit news and notes coming up. Alex Palou, Kenny Bernstein, Tony Stewart.
And an update. We have to say an update on John Forrest. We will get to that as well.
We'll do that next. Cool. Is that good?
That's great. Crasher? Yes. Right. We just, people are asking. I just want to make sure that they know.
Yeah. We'll give you an update on John Forrest and what happened with his explosion in his car earlier on Sunday. So big show, 24 years, Freak Nation of us doing this thing. And my goodness, we've got a lot of video to show you this hour.
Oh boy.
And next hour. More Freaks coming up. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined. As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included with the activation of a Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah! So you can give your janky phone to your kid. Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Requires in-store activation. Device offer ends 6/9/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clip, the story of one NBA team, Racial Reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama, Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
The weekend racing is over, or is it? Not on MAV TV. Monday is All-American Racing Night on the network which never leaves the track. Sit back and enjoy grassroots red, white, and blue racing from America's most iconic tracks. Whether it's the precise lines of pavement ovals or the door-banging action of the dirt, MAV TV's Monday night lineup will bring you all the action from this country's legendary four-wheel battlegrounds. Monday night is All-American Racing, only on MAV TV, Motorsports Network.
The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 at Worldwide Technology Raceway. It's not just a race. It's a spectacle. Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th. The race everyone talks about. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500. Only at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Go to WWTRaceway.com now because the first deal is the best deal. Brought to you in part by the Illinois Office of Tourism and Discover Downstate Illinois.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, Redefined.
It's an encore for you, Freak Nation, from Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, Redefined.
These 24 years of doing Speed Freaks, we couldn't have done it without our friends at Lucas Oil. That's why you should check out their website, lucasoil.com. That's lucasoil.com for a line of products to keep all of your rides on the road and ageless, kind of like us. Go to lucasoil.com. That's lucasoil.com.
I don't like that.
Ageless, like the freaks. In these interviews that we have coming up celebrating our 24th anniversary, Freak Nation, you're going to see some awesome hairstyles. Statman maintains the same consistent bald-A head, but my goodness, Crashers, hairs in different places. Me, I don't know what the hell I was going through for the last 20 years, but we'll figure it out here sometime.
You have the facial scruff in some of these? But how about the mullet?
No, I never had the mullet, did I?
Oh. Come on.
Well,
got to be careful.
He did.
That happens when you keep waking up in the morning, Kenny.
So we're going to go back to 2006 with Kenny Bernstein, 2005 with Tony Stewart when he just had one cup championship and was a newly minted owner of a sprint car team with Josh Wise. We're going to do that. And Fernando Alonso, 2018, when he was jumping into a sports car for the Daytona 24 Hour. But first, Crasher, how about some pit news and notes before we get into Chase Briscoe and Josh Berry talking about running on them old rain tires?
All right. Well, it was a loaded weekend. Absolutely loaded weekend. Every series was on full tilt. So go hit up our friends at racer.com for complete details of all events around the world. We don't have enough time to get to anything except for winners right now. Starting east, moving west. Technically, let's start overseas first. I guess that's farther east. Max Verstappen with the Spanish GP win. We all woke up to that, at least on the West Coast. NASCAR, though, had one winner this weekend for two events. Christopher Bell, he swept at New Hampshire. Lobster dinner for both himself and his soon-to-be officially announced, maybe sort of kind of teammate, Chase.
Hey.
Yeah. And what do they call it in Richmond, Virginia? The heat dome. Yes, that's what meteorologists were actually calling it. A heat dome came right over that track. Fell upon that strip for the entire weekend. We were told yesterday, Kenny, track conditions almost 150 degrees. That equals zero grip. So these guys were having a very hard time getting down the track, qualifying, and in the race. But soaring through four race day wins, Doug Kalita in Top Fuel, Austin Prock in Funny Car, and Aaron Stanfield in Pro Stock. Unfortunately, the big story of the Virginia race weekend, the Virginia Nationals, was John Force. He won round one of eliminations this morning, but his engine blew up. Car ended up on one side of the drag strip, crossed over the center line, hit the left wall, then crossed back over, actually flipped a little bit and hit the other wall that he was closest to from his right lane. He was transferred to the hospital. He is still in the hospital. Funny Car winner Austin Prock has actually gone to the hospital to be with him. We got decent words from Austin Prock and from Brittany Force throughout the day today. Brittany held his hand in the ambulance, and then she went on to later tell somebody, which was quoted on X, that she knows her dad's going to be okay. She felt good holding on to him. He's one tough cookie. I got a text message from somebody with the team also reiterating that very thing. He's one tough cookie. We know he was injured. That was in the official John Force statement. We'll go over that in a little bit, but we think John Force is going to be okay. He's injured, but it was a horrible hit. He's going to come out of it on the right side. So that's the good news of everything. Watkins Glen hosted IMSA, the famous 6 hours at the Glen. This 2024 edition was won by the Penske Porsche tandem of Felipe Nasr and Dane Cameron. Trans Am ran Mid-Ohio. Brent Cruz, your winner in TA2. Paul Menard comes Sunday, the winner in the big class. IndyCar with a near perfect weekend in Monterey, California. Lewis Foster, the double up winner in Indy next. Alex Palou putting on yet another clinic, staying clean and winning IndyCar from the pole for the second year in a row. Finally, this is awesome news. Up in Washington at Skagit Speedway, Corey Day's win in the 52nd running of the Jim Raper Memorial Super Dirt Cup. He made history. He and his dad, Ronnie, became only the first, or oh, the only, I should say, father-son duo to ever win the event. 62 Whoa. $1,000 richer. Bam.
Guy's on a roll, man.
Mojo? Yep. Are we going to claim Mojo? Yeah, we're going to claim Mojo on that one.
Go to Official Speed Freaks on YouTube to catch our interview with Corey Day. It's put up there last week talking about running or not running for Dale Jr. next year. You got to listen to the interview to find out.
It's a secret.
NASCAR ran in New Hampshire. It took quite a while to get the race done. We had some storms. We had some showers, had some lightning. But damn it, they put on those rain tires and got her done. Chase Briscoe talking about running on those wet tires with NBC Sports.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. You know, truthfully, I think we could have probably started with it, the track, honestly, a little bit wetter. The beginning was pretty fun. We were like all over the place, five wide at times and slipping and sliding around. It's been really encouraging, I think, to see kind of the wet weather progression of how aggressive we've been with it. And I think we can continue to do that. And even from a visibility standpoint, I mean, it was totally fine with no wipers, anything. So yeah, I'm all for rain racing on the ovals and even on the road courses too. So hopefully we can get some more of it.
So yeah, no lights at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Mm-hmm. That was the darkest interview I might have ever seen.
Can you imagine if he'd have said that 3 years ago? I'm all for racing on the ovals and the on rain tires. He would have been blackballed from the sport. They wouldn't even allow him to take the next green flag.
Yeah,
I got to have these young guys that are coming, get rid of some of these old farts. I was texting with a young guy and a couple of old guys today. It broke down the same way. The old guys get that stuff out of here, and the young guys say, why not?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was basically the gist of your conversations today.
Yeah.
Some older guys in the sport, who obviously were not at the track, mm-hmm. or maybe they were, they just don't like this.
No, they don't. They said that rain tires are for road courses, and the sweepers, what do you call it? The turbo things that blow the water off are for ovals. They don't want to use rain tires on ovals. Those are the old guys. The young guys were saying, yeah, why not?
Which I get to a point, but this is a slow oval. It's a slow 1 mile oval. You're never going to see this. You're never going to have wet tires on a super speedway. That is way too dangerous. Even on intermediates, you're not going to see it. But a slow 1 mile oval like New Hampshire, it works.
Richie, you were all over Twitter as this race was going on. What was the vibe from the Freak Nation initially as they put those rain tires on?
Well, I remember before the race, everybody knew that the rain was going to happen at some point, which is why they moved the race up 1 hour to start at 2 p.m. Eastern instead of 3 p.m. Eastern like it was originally going to start. So we knew that they had the rain tires there. I believe the Xfinity Series ran on them on Saturday as well. I think they started the race, if I'm not mistaken. And so we knew that they had them. We knew it was going to happen. And then the rain comes down. NASCAR throws the caution. And herein lies the massive issue that broke out before we got the extravaganza that we did get, which is so many people across the NASCAR landscape were so mad because NASCAR had these rain tires. And instead of going out and putting them to use right away, as soon as they threw the caution, as soon as these raindrops were coming down, they didn't. They just sat there on pit road with a fairly dry racetrack. It was just sprinkling. Nobody really had umbrellas, and everybody was wondering, like, why do we have these tires if we're not going to use them? We heard nothing from NASCAR for at least 45 minutes until we finally got one statement from one NASCAR comms guy. That was the most ridiculous statement over here. It was basically like, oh, we don't have wipers. We're worried about visibility, so we can't go out in the when it's actually raining, blah, 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 blah.
Is that what he sounded like?
Ooh. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly. Anyway, he's on Twitter. You can check it out. Dale Earnhardt Jr. was tweeting about it. He was like, why aren't we racing? Bubba Wallace got off the track, out of the car, and was like, what are we doing here? What are the rain tires for? And trolling NASCAR while he was at it. So that was the big story originally. I didn't think they were ever going to get back racing. And I will credit NASCAR, just like you did, Kenny, back in the first segment, that the fact that they went back racing and they had the balls to go out there and race on these tires and finish the race, unlike the Coca-Cola 600, good on NASCAR for finishing the race. I was locked in for the entire last, 80 laps of the race, like Christopher Bell said.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. They do have experience at one thing. They raced on rain tires at COTA. What was it, 3 years ago, and heavy rain and the rooster tails of the spray blinded the drivers. And that was a major problem that all the drivers said, hey, look, we can do whatever, but if I can't see, I can't race. So, yeah, they had experience at that, and that's what they were supposedly afraid of, taking the time trying to decide, is there going to be spray coming off the tires if we throw the cars out there in the wet?
And Chicago last year was another very wet race, very difficult to see. So you're right. And I get that argument. But 45 minutes still seems like a very long time to make that decision.
And the thing I saw too, and this was genius, like, why didn't NBC have anybody from NASCAR to come on and explain what the heck was going on to fans, to anybody? Right. We had no idea. We were completely in the dark. Nobody knew anything for at least half an hour, 45 minutes. And I was like, oh my God, this is like, what are you doing, NASCAR?
We are going to resume this conversation, Freak Nation, mm-hmm. after Alex Palou joins us here in the Freak Nation. Laguna Seca IndyCar winner again, and your points leader. He joins us next, right here, Speed Freaks Pits and Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
General Tire delivers. For more than 30 years, Lucas Oil Products has been solving some of the most difficult mechanical problems in the automotive, marine, and industrial industries. From our original Core 4 products, heavy-duty oil stabilizer, power steering, stop leak, transmission fix, and fuel treatment, we have now developed over 400 custom products to help solve some of the world's toughest mechanical issues. Go to lucasoil.com to see what we have in store for you. Lucas Oil. It works.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clip, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included with the activation of a Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah! So you can give your janky phone to your kid. Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Requires in-store activation. Device offer ends 6/9/24. Taxes and fees apply.
The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 at Worldwide Technology Raceway is not just a race. It's a spectacle. Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th. The race everyone talks about. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500. Only at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Go to WWTRaceway.com now, because the first deal is the best deal. Brought to you in part by the Illinois Office of Tourism and Discover Downstate Illinois.
The weekend racing is over, or is it? Not on MAP TV. Monday is All-American Racing Night on the network which never leaves the track. Sit back and enjoy grassroots red, white, and blue racing from America's most iconic tracks. Whether it's the precise lines of pavement ovals or the door-banging action of the dirt, MAP TV's Monday night lineup will bring you all the action from this country's legendary four-wheel battlegrounds. Monday night is All-American Racing, only on MAP TV, Motorsports Network. For power to spare? Count on an FVP battery. FVP. Verified. Proven.
As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, Eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
You're listening to Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio Redefined.
It's a big old freaking encore of Speed Freaks this holiday weekend. Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Freak Nation, if there was ever a driver that has fallen in love with the track, it might be this guy. Alex Palou wins again at Laguna Seca. And Alex, when you get close to the track, do you get goosebumps because of this is the track that you succeed at, even though it was a little bit more difficult this year?
No goosebumps, but my heart starts to melt because I love it so much. So honestly, it's a beautiful place. We had amazing success here in the past, and it's beautiful. It's not nice. It's beautiful to drive any car around here.
But what is it specifically? Because you are successful on street circuits. You are successful on natural road courses. You are successful on big ovals and short ovals. What is it specifically about Laguna Seca that just suits your driving style?
I wish I knew. I mean, I don't know. Like, obviously, there's something that helps us. But I would say that it's a road course that rewards when you push at the limit. There's not much room for errors. I mean, there's a little bit of kerb on the outside, and there's sand and a wall. So it's close to a street course. Really high speed corners, like even 2, 3, 5, 6. They are really, really high speed. So I love it. It's really challenging for the driver physically. And having that said, I think it helps when I have a really great car and a great team around me that makes me look even better on track.
You just talked about challenging, and I remember yesterday in the post-poll press conference, you guys were alluding to how hot the weather was. So let's just take challenging and add another challenge to it. You still master these things. Is there just something about this time of the year? Because I've also seen that with you, where you peak in the summer and then you just drive on in cruise mode.
I don't know. Maybe people relax and we keep on pushing. I don't know. But it's been great. It was challenging, the race. The weather is not crazy bad, but it's enough that it's hard to breathe. And you know that we don't get much airflow with the airscreen. And then it's just physically, because the steering will get so heavy. It's so many high speed corners that we need to work really hard to go fast.
Alex Palou, winner this Sunday at Laguna. You've got two championships under your belt. Does this feel like another championship season? Got a big lead in the points.
Hopefully it's another one. It never feels a championship season until you get to the last two races, three, when you start taking pictures and all that stuff for the championship game. That's the goal. We want another championship. We are not really focused on the championship. It's still super early on. Obviously, it's great to be on the championship lead, but we need to keep on getting those wins that makes us look a lot better on the championship standing. So yeah, now the focus is on trying to win Mid-Ohio.
Alex, would you give up this win so Spain can make it to the finals of the Euro, or the Euro Championship?
Absolutely not.
Ah!
Are you a soccer fan with all these championship tournaments going on right now?
I am not a soccer fan. I only watch motorsport. But even if I was a soccer fan, I would not trade this win for anything at the moment.
Again, Alex Palou, your winner from Laguna Seca, IndyCar winner, joining us here in the Freak Nation. And again, the track was a little bit different, a little bit more difficult for you today, a little more worse for wear. Where are you right now as far as your strength and being just flat out worn out?
No, we're good. We are probably at 30%, but we'll get a big dinner, probably Mexican, and we'll be back to like 95%. So I'm good. I'm ready to go. And I couldn't be more excited about having so many back-to-back races ahead
Ooh.
Of us.
Now,
oh,
you
excited.
Say probably Mexican food. What does that mean?
It's the closest thing we have now. So it's not that I'm here the Mexican food guy, but I love it. I mean, it's a good recharge after a win.
Again, Alex Spillo joining us here in the Freak Nation. We know you got a flight to catch later. Then, of course, you got to get your Mexican food meal in. Last question for you. Is it just, are you at a 10 now being a badass dad?
I would say I'm getting close. I mean, you can always do a little bit better and be better, but I love it. I love it. It's so fun. Every day changes. Every time she smiles, I don't know what to do. And she's growing fast. So can't wait to get home, celebrate with the wife and my daughter, and hopefully, yeah, do it again.
You know your daughter doesn't give a damn about that trophy, right?
Absolutely, I know.
Attaboy.
But hey, it is what it is. I do, so.
I do, yes.
Hey, Alex.
He still has the say in the household for now.
Yes, so far, until she starts speaking, I still have a saying. So it was cool to get this win.
It's over. Alex Pillow, IndyCar winner from Laguna Seca here in the Freak Nation. Buddy, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, guys.
Alex was talking about the race after race after race. Well, yes, July 7th, you've got Mid-Ohio. Then you have the double up in Iowa. And then you have Ontario. You have Toronto that next weekend. So we've got four races in a row on three weekends. Yeah, three straight weekends coming up for IndyCar.
And then the Olympic break, right? And then Gateway's in there. Yeah,
you've got July 21st is the Toronto race. Excuse me. And then August 17th, almost a month after that, is the next race in St. Louis, Worldwide Technology Raceway.
Did anyone miss Lee Diffie's voice today like I did?
A little bit.
Yep. Loved hearing him on the Olympic track and field coverage. But there's just, and I'm not saying anything negative against who we had in the booth today for IndyCar, but man, there's just something about Diffie's voice, and I'm going to miss it next year because he is an NBC talent. He's not going to be with the Fox broadcast, at least from everything that we've been told. So yeah, there's just something about his passion and his enthusiasm, his spirit for the sport of motorsports in general, but in particular, sports cars and IndyCar, and I'm going to miss it.
Listen, that guy could make rolling up toilet paper freaking awesome.
You're right.
He's just spectacular what he does. Mm-hmm. Those were heat races we were watching over the past week on NBC, whether for track and field. But my goodness, you thought they were running for a gold and a world record.
He's that good.
Just does a damn good job.
Mm-hmm.
Crasher, as we celebrate 24 years of Speed Freaks, and coming up, we'll have Kenny Bernstein from 2006, Smoke from 2005, Fernando Alonso from 2018. What Alex Pillow is doing, granted, he's not there yet for Scott Dixon, but still much younger and is kicking ass. It's the Alex Pillow show and everybody else is in it.
Funny, it's another successful Alex in the Chip Ganassi Racing stables. It's right. Chip just knows how to pick his Alexes, apparently. Alex Pillow is one of those talents. And it's just funny that he's partnered up with teammate Scott Dixon, who, as the Iceman, is just one of those talents. They can win on anything. And when they win, they do it in a fashion, either in a dominant fashion or in a way that makes you scratch your head and say, how did they pull that out? That's just what these guys do. And then they're nice to boot. It's like, you can't find anything to nitpick these guys. Scott Dixon, Alex Pillow. They're just damn good at what they do.
Statman, you look at the stable for Chip Ganassi. You could go, again, you go back to Jimmy Vassar, Juan Pablo Montoya,
Alex Zanardi.
Dixon, Alex Zanardi, and Alex Pillow. Again, his stable's been tougher than freaking Roger Penske.
And we didn't even say Dario Franchitti, Tony Kanaan ran for. I mean, there's the names that have gone through the Ganassi stables are huge.
The question, though, is it Alex Says or Alex I?
That's a very good question. What is the plural of Alex? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it the Alexes?
It's just being able to, again, the whole debacle that was Alex Pillow going to McLaren. No, he's not going to McLaren. Zach Brown gets his hand slapped. Ganassi, we still don't know the fine details of what happened there.
And we really don't know completely the details of the drama from this week, except that.
We'll explain.
Yes. In the number six car,
it's been
musical chairs in the number six car. David Malukas was the sign driver at the beginning of the season. He unfortunately had a mountain bike accident and was out before the season began. Yet they hung on to him until they couldn't anymore. They were replacing him with Callum Ilott and Teo Pourchaire. Teo then took an oval test at Gateway in the middle of May and was announced as the full-time replacement for David Malukas in the middle of May. Earlier Monday of this past week, a week ago, Teo tweeted out, "I'm so excited to be racing the historic Laguna Seca in Monterey, California." The very next day, he was officially replaced by Nolan Siegel, who, yes, won in his class at the 24 Hours of Le Mans. He was vying for the championship in Indy next. But since he was replaced because of death threats that were going on in other seats of the IndyCar series, he made an appearance at Road America, did pretty well.
There we go.
Tony Kanaan said, "You got to come drive for us." They snapped him up before any other team could. Nolan Siegel did a pretty good job today,
24 years of doing this thing, Freak Nation. And Tony Stewart from 2005 joins us next.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Family talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clip, the story of one NBA team, Racial Reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Keeping your pride and joy perfect is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Start with Slick Mist Speed Wax. Simply mist on and wipe off for a professional detailer shine. For your tires and trim, there's Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. Spray on and wipe off for better than new look. Then finisher with Lucas Slick Mist Interior Detailer. Just spray and wipe. Easy. Use Lucas Slick Mist Car Care products and she'll never look better. Fast, easy, and professional. Really, it's sort of like having an extra set of hands. Or three.
The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 at Worldwide Technology Raceway is not just a race. It's a spectacle. Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th. The race everyone talks about. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500. Only at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Go to WWTRaceway.com now because the first deal is the best deal. Brought to you in part by the Illinois Office of Tourism and Discover Downstate Illinois.
Do General Tire delivers.
Dragging your knee at 100 miles per hour, doing a double jump with some extreme flair. If you're into two-wheel racing, make a standing date for Tuesday night on MAV TV. Two-Wheel Tuesday will showcase the world's best motorcycle racers on the most challenging tracks. Whether it's the treacherous high-speed ballet of road racing or the handlebar-to-handlebar combat of the dirt arenas, MAV TV has your two-wheel fix every week on Two Wheel Tuesday.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. That's 800-273-7075.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio, redefined.
You're listening to an encore edition of Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio, redefined.
When I turned on the computer today, Bing showed me this, an image of Dhaka, the capital city of Bangladesh. Its 10 plus million people make it the ninth most populated city in the world. And this might tell you more about the stat man than he wants known. It immediately hit me that this image captures the 24 years youth helped us build the Freak Nation. First thing that hit you was the colors, everywhere. The buildings, the crosswalk, the cars. Yes, the cars, zooming around, some out of focus, some standing by on the sidelines. Took me to a quote by our 26th president, Teddy Roosevelt, 1910, Paris. It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done better. All from an image of a Bangladeshi intersection. On this anniversary, every anniversary, I'm reminded of those on the sidelines who said we'd never last 24 days, much less 24 years. One did way more than 24 months in jail for something heinous. Again from Roosevelt. Credit belongs to the man who was actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs and comes up short again and again, because there is no effort without error or shortcoming. Thanks, Reese. Happy anniversary. Peace.
Your Stat Man Scat brought to you by our good friends at General Tire. It is hot out there, Freak Nation. Why don't you go get a set of General Tires? Go to generaltire.com. Check out a line of tires to keep your truck, your sports car, your passenger car fat and happy on these hot roads. Go to generaltire.com. Not sure what Stat Man was smoking with that Stat Man Scat, but my goodness, watching those photos of Bangladesh, Stat Man, right?
Bangladesh, ninth largest city, eighth most crowded city in the world.
There you go. And how he found a chance to celebrate our 24-year anniversary, I see it there at the tail end of it. Because given what we've been through, and for those that have said this thing wouldn't last 24 days, my goodness, we have. And
isn't that crazy? You look back on all the people that are some of our closest friends right now who said, why do I get involved with you? You're not going to be here in 3 weeks.
Guess what, babe? We are. We're here.
Let's put it this way. 24 years ago, this very month, maybe even this very day, a couple days before the kickoff of our very first show, we were faxing our press releases. We were faxing our press releases.
Let's go back to 2005. Yeah. This full interview is about 15 minutes long, but this is Tony Stewart joined us at SEMA when we were on our speed. This is ESPN, wasn't it?
2005, probably ESPN.
Let me see. No, this is Speed Channel. Oh. I see Tony Stewart's microphone here. This is when we were on Speed Channel, where we did a 30-minute show on Saturday nights for Speed Channel. And Tony Stewart joined us on stage for about 15, 20 minutes. This is a small portion of it when he had one championship, and he recently purchased or started a sprint car team with his driver, Josh Weiss.
And, who now trains a lot of the cup drivers, which is just mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, enjoy this time with Tony Stewart as we flash back to 2005, November of 2005, with Smoke. Tony Stewart, you got a little fashion statement up in the hair. I see some highlights on a dude from Indiana.
Yeah, I got three colors of hair. I got the dark brown, the light brown, and the gray on the sides.
So does Sergeant. Well, I've got like six different colors.
Yeah.
Was that a mistake, or did you say, hey, baby, I want some orange in there?
It's kind of a long story, but needless to say that I'm with you. To make the long story short, never, ever tell a hairdresser to do what she wants and trust them. So you definitely have to set the parameters.
Tony, it doesn't look that bad. It really doesn't. You just look.
I didn't say it looked bad. I just said he had
it's definitely different, though, for me.
You know what, though? Jeff Gordon does that.
Is she a Cup fan that likes the orange in the Home Depot?
Well, she's a Cup fan, but, I mean, she's not diehard Cup fan that goes to those extremes.
All Dude, if we see that on the other side, we're going to have to get you a cologne bottle like Jeffy Gordon.
Well, you know why he did that deal, right? It was like Passion 14 or something like that, or some deal like that?
Afterburner on the old.
You know what that stood for?
No.
The 14 was how many millions he had to pay Brooke.
Oh, God.
So that was why he did that deal. Get the $14 million, pay Brooke, and he's.
Does all the money go to her?
I think it does, actually. So I think
Jeff Gordon will be on with us next week.
One endorsement deal, and he's done paying her off.
Done it.
Tony Stewart, you heard our topic tonight: trash talking in NASCAR. Does it belong? Does it belong, or is it good for? Does it belong in
NASCAR?
Does it belong?
Yeah.
Does trash talking belong in NASCAR?
Trash talking belongs everywhere. But
there you go.
Thank you.
You got to know what you're doing when you're going to do that. I mean, if you're going to go to that level and start trash talking, you got to know who you can do it with and who you can't do it with, and know who you're playing when you're trying to do this. So
who did you take your trash talk in 101? Where did that come? Who taught you
probably,
how to trash talk?
I probably learned mine in USAC when I was racing for the national midget title. The 2 years that I won, I beat a good guy, Andy Michener, but he was one of those guys that did not like the dirt. He loved pavement. He was an awesome pavement driver, and he wasn't too bad on the dirt, but there were just some places that he didn't like, and you could go there and, you know, really start laying the smack down early in the night, and you could really have him screwed up for the whole night just getting in his head.
Start getting on your mama, things like that.
No, I never went with his mom. His mom's pretty hot, actually. So
I like that.
I thought his mom was pretty cool.
Tony Stewart and single moms, we like that.
I'm telling you, there are a lot of hot single moms out there.
I know.
Tony Stewart.
Now the phones are calling.
Now we're getting along.
The worst trash talking to you was from who in Nextel Cup?
Probably the one that I thought. If Mike Helton wasn't there, I probably would have just beat him down, was probably Brian Vickers in the trailer after the Sonoma race. He was we were in there together, and Brian and I get along great now, so I don't want to make it sound like there's anything going on there. We get along good, but we were in there, and something was said about how I did things and how he did things, and you know that's how he was raised, and I must have did it a certain way because it must have been because of my upbringing.
Oh.
So I thought, man,
that's
this
as
is
close
not...
to mom as you can get, isn't it?
Yeah, but with Mike Helton there, it's kind of like having a prison guard standing beside you.
No, so you just give him the checkbook and then beat his ass.
You just say, here, fill in the blank.
I'll be honest. I went to Mike Helton once and said, what's it cost, you know, and can you pay in advance?
Whoa!
So that...
Because you wanted to give somebody a good beating.
But it's now gone so far through the roof that it's out of range now.
Oh, my gosh.
I want to get Richie's perspective.
Oh, my gosh.
Richie... That was 2005, 19 years ago. You were still in high school, right?
2005. I was a freshman. Yeah. Yeah. I was a freshman in high school.
Seeing smoke in here, Freak Nation. What do you think, buddy? What do you think of that?
That man is married now. Poor Leah. You should send that to Leah. I'm sure she'll enjoy that.
I think you have. You've sent Leah interviews to Tony, and you've sent Tony interviews to Leah. I don't know if this one has gone to her, but you know what? She knew what she was getting into. She's well aware. I love in that drop right there. Hey, Mike Helton, how much does it cost? And can I pay in advance?
Can I open an account and just have it just pay regularly?
Yeah. That's true. Think about this. In 2024, we could have like a Cash App or a Zelle app where you just hold your phone up to the QR code. Bam. There it is. All right, I'm going to go smack this dude for $2,400.
Steve Phelps just wears that on a T-shirt. A big QR code. Drivers just
was Stenhouse doing that while he was waiting for Kyle at the All-Star race?
Right? Oh, yeah. How much does it cost and can I pay in advance? And that was about Vickers, right? I noticed I asked in there about who, but I think it was just along that Vickers conversation.
Just the fact that he admitted to going to Mike Helton, who, again, if you're not familiar with Mike Helton, he was omnipresent at the racetrack and with NASCAR, with his boots, his mustache, his big, fluffy black hair. You didn't mess with Mike Helton.
Hmm.
And as Tony tried to set up an account to whoop other dudes' butts, that is just... We've got so much video like that that just tells the tale of a lot of these drivers. John Force being one of them. He's the GOAT all time here mm-hmm. in the Freak Nation.
What's wild is that he's wearing a Mopar t-shirt and 20 years later, he's driving Top Fuel for Mopar.
Oh, yeah.
Really good point.
Yep. Talking about Tony Stewart.
Talking about Tony Stewart. Yeah. I don't think if we would have dropped that on him 20 years ago when we did that interview with him, hey, you ever think about driving a Top Fuel car? That he would have even considered it.
We'll just say 20 years from now, you're going to be driving for that Mopar label on your shirt and Top Fuel. And Pro Stock, maybe, but Top Fuel?
20 years from now, you're going to be driving a Top Fuel dragster and working on your first baby.
Right.
Not at the same time, necessarily.
And married to your teammate.
Oh, Freak Nation. More of that flashback coming up with Kenny Bernstein, Fernando Alonso. More coming up. Speed Freaks Pits and Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Keeping your pride and joy perfect is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Start with Slick Mist Speed Wax. Simply mist on and wipe off for a professional detailer shine. For your tires and trim, there's Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. Spray on and wipe off for better than new look. Then finisher with Lucas Slick Mist Interior Detailer. Just spray and wipe. Easy. Use Lucas Slick Mist Car Care products and she'll never look better. Fast, easy, and professional. Really, it's sort of like having an extra set of hands. Or three.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clip, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
General Tire delivers.
Dragging your knee at 100 miles per hour. Doing a double jump with some extreme flair. If you're into two-wheel racing, make a standing date for Tuesday night on MAV TV. Two-Wheel Tuesday will showcase the world's best motorcycle racers on the most challenging tracks. Whether it's the treacherous high-speed ballet of road racing or the handlebar-to-handlebar combat of the dirt arenas, MAV TV has your two-wheel fix every week. On Two Wheel Tuesday.
The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 at Worldwide Technology Raceway is not just a race, it's a spectacle. Two action-packed days of racing on the most exciting track in racing. Go to WWTRaceway.com now because the first deal is the best deal. Brought to you in part by the Illinois Office of Tourism in Discovertown State, Illinois.
Looking for power to spare? Count on an FVP battery. FVP. Verified. Proven.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality.
It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
You're listening to
Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Please hang up and try again.
Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios.
Driven by General Tire.
It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio redefined with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Stepman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
Coming at you one more time, Freak Nation. It's an encore presentation of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Second hour of Speed Freaks, we celebrate 24 years of doing this. June 25th, 2000 is when we started this. And now 24 years later, Freak Nation, thank you guys for being a part of this. Thank you, radio affiliates across the country, for making this the largest motorsports radio television show on the freaking planet. YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Those things weren't there when we started this damn thing, but they are now, and thank goodness, because you guys can watch us anytime, anywhere, and of course, on MAV TV, our good friends at MAV TV. It was
message boards.
Yes,
I mean,
I guess
they still exist. Reddit's around, and Reddit's pretty useful at times, but message boards were the deal. Like, NASCAR had its own message board. Jayski's still big, but it's just in a different capacity. IndyCar had a gazillion message boards that always thought they were right. Mm-hmm. It's just, yeah. Wow, how things have changed.
Coming up this hour as we celebrate 24 years of Speed Freaks. Last hour's 2005 interview with Tony Stewart. And then this hour will be 2006 with Kenny and Brandon Bernstein, when Brandon Bernstein was running a fuel car and Kenny Bernstein was out of the car temporarily.
Speaking of frosted tips,
yeah,
are we going to see? We just saw it with Tony Stewart. We're probably going to see it with Brandon Bernstein and Kenny.
We've also got Fernando Alonso, where the three of us caught up with the Formula One champion prior to him getting in a sports car and running the Daytona 24 Hour. And that was before he ran the Indy 500, too. 2018. I'm saying that like I'm not sure, but we'll get to the bottom of that, Freak Nation. Again, thank you guys for being a part of this big old thing. Christopher Bell with a big old race win on rain tires. However, his race win this week will be eclipsed by conversation. Richard C. Suave, the changing of the track guards when it comes to playoffs for 2025.
Playoffs.
That is correct. Breaking news, if you're watching us live on Sunday or listening to us on the Freak Radio Network, from Jordan Bianchi via his podcast, The Teardown on The Athletic. He is reporting that Watkins Glen and Homestead are coming out of the NASCAR playoffs in 2025, and New Hampshire and Gateway are going into the playoffs in 2025.
Now, hold on a second. Wasn't there another one coming out and another one going in?
I, from what I understand, that is correct. Also out, Atlanta is out, and also taking its place will be Darlington into the playoffs.
So into the playoffs, Darlington, Gateway, Loudon.
Mm-hmm.
So we're taking a We're taking a road course out of the playoffs, Richard.
Yeah, I don't like that.
That's correct.
Especially the Glen. The Glen's. I was thinking about that today, watching the beginning of the IMSA race. That's just a beautiful place to be and to watch racing and all the iconic. They even have a sign for the S's at the racetrack. I mean, it's just the S's.com. I mean, it's just a beautiful place.
Yes. Taking out the Glen, I think, is a mistake. We will see. Adding Loudon into the playoffs during NFL season, all the Patriots fans up there, that might be something to see, to believe.
Right.
But yeah, Gateway Darlington, I'm all for
that.
The
thing that caught my eye the most here is if this is to be believed, and then we believe it is, obviously, we're going to have Phoenix as the championship race. That's been confirmed. We have Martinsville, which is a longtime member of the NASCAR playoffs. We're going to have Worldwide Technology Raceway and New Hampshire. All those, you know what all those share in common? They're all short tracks.
1 mile ovals.
Yeah, exactly. Which is wild. They're all short tracks.
Say what you feel, Richie. You're holding it back. It's okay.
Well, it's dumb. It doesn't make any sense. You're trying to crown a champion of your entire schedule. So you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna put the same track four different times in our playoffs. Ridiculous. Now, it's dumb. I don't understand it.
4 out of the 10 championship playoff races being short tracks, 1 mile short tracks, does seem odd. Now, there are 3 cutoffs. So maybe if they have a short track in the first 3 races before the cutoff, then the next 3 races before the cutoff, then the next 3 races, and oh, lo and behold, your championship race is on one of those tracks as well. Only if they do it that way will it actually make sense. But again, you have to diversify. You've got to have your super speedways in there. I'm assuming Talladega is going to stay, but you have to have road courses. You have to. If you're going to be the best of the best in the world, you have to be on all surfaces, and your playoffs need to incorporate all those surfaces.
Having Watkins Glen, just listen, and I get this. According to Twitter, which again, 2% of the planet's on, you guys don't like road courses. I don't understand that. I don't understand that, man. And I freaking try. Are you telling me that that's why top 40 radio stations, that's why pop music is so freaking popular. The rotation of these damn things are so frequent, you'll hear Taylor Swift every freaking 60 minutes. You'll hear Luke Combs on the country station every 45. Listen, I get that. I understand it. But damn it, let's go a deep cut. Man, there's such thing. Man, I'm showing my freaking age. But deep cuts, I consider a road course where you think, oh my gosh, that's right. Forgot about that song. I forgot about that track. That's a bad. I don't understand why you have such a fascination, NASCAR fan, for ovals. Why? Are you telling me?
It's the foundation of the sport.
Say it again.
It's the foundation of the sport.
You want to clear that frog?
I've been trying.
Go ahead. I'll mute your mic. Go.
You can also take me off the screen if you want.
Rick Allen was having issues up in the booth for NBC on Sunday. Crash can't speak.
It's gone on my Hoosier. We get numerous comments on Twitter. We get numerous comments during this show about road courses, and they favor ovals over road courses. There's not been one argument yet that I've seen tends to back me off from my claim that I enjoy road courses more than I enjoy the thrill of sitting in turn one at Texas Motor Speedway and those cup cars going by me at almost 200 miles an hour. There's something about that. You can't describe that on a radio TV show or watch it on TV. You've got to experience it. I get that. But watching a damn oval on, I'm sorry.
There is, on our 24th anniversary show, I do remember an email that we got from a listener, because this was before we were on TV, who said...
Wow.
We're all having issues, man.
Who said there's too many turns in a road course. She could keep up with the 2 turns on an oval.
Seriously? You're being dead serious. There's too many turns in a road course? People, please, embarrass yourselves like that.
But back, listen, Crash. Stat was leading to something about being able to keep up with the race, where road course is. Ask someone, and I get this, ask someone to tune into Le Mans or the Daytona 24 Hour and tell me who's leading without that graphic over there, right?
Valid.
The novice motorsports fan couldn't tell you. Well, hold on, that car got first in that. Hold on a second. That car didn't look like that car.
But we're not talking about a multi-class series. We're talking about one NASCAR Cup series. And these are supposed to be the best drivers in the world. Therefore, if you are going to be the best drivers in the world, like, I still won't even lay claim to that with Formula One because those guys are too afraid to drive on ovals. It's like, come on, people. You have to drive every single type of track if you are to be considered the best in the world.
Well, we've been dumping all kinds of praise on NASCAR, and they're not making these decisions in a vacuum.
True.
They're making these decisions based on numerous items. I get that. And I'm just this lonesome guy over here in the corner that likes myself some freaking road courses. And the guy that will walk, when I'm at a road course and I can, I will walk the track to experience the road course in three or four different turns. Just, it's...
You have to. There's no way you can get around it. You have to.
Mm-hmm.
You got to see them turn left and right, go slow, go fast. That's the whole point of racing. Like you said, Crash, that's... if you're going to claim to be the best, you got to be able to work in all the venues.
I'm giving Chris Blair all the credit in the world at Worldwide Technology Raceway. They're an independent track. They're not owned by NASCAR or Bruton Smith's company, Marcus Smith's company. They're an independent track that has sold out every freaking race. They show up. Congratulations to Worldwide Technology Raceway. It's a good race. It's a good racetrack. It's great for the fans. It's
a party. They have concerts that are legit. They're not just your local band coming into play. They have legit concerts, legit kid areas. They have these suites that they build on the inside that don't even look at the track, but they look into the party. It's just, it's mind-blowing what they've built. It's awesome.
So I'm not taking anything away from Worldwide Technology Raceway. Congratulations to our friends at WWTR, man. That's badass.
Well, something came up this week.
Quickly, Crasher.
Yeah, something came up this week. Kyle Larson responded saying something along the lines of, no track deserves two dates. And he got hammered for that. Meanwhile, we've been screaming that. It's true. No track on the NASCAR circuit deserves two dates. We don't need a 38-week schedule. That needs to be condensed. Exactly like Statman brought up earlier in the show, the races themselves should be shortened.
Right.
There's so many things that could change to make the product even better.
Freak Nation, we're going to go back to 2006. Kenny Bernstein and Brandon Bernstein, as we celebrate 24 years of Speed Freaks. It's bananas that we're still around. But we are.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included with the activation of a Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah! So you can give your janky phone to your kid. Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Requires in-store activation. Device offer ends 6/9/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clip, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
The weekend racing is over, or is it?
not on MAV TV. Monday is All American Racing Night on the network which never leaves the track. Sit back and enjoy grassroots red, white, and blue racing from America's most iconic tracks. Whether it's the precise lines of pavement ovals or the door-banging action of the dirt, MAV TV's Monday night lineup will bring you all the action from this country's legendary four-wheel battlegrounds. Monday night is All American Racing, only on MAV TV, Motorsports Network.
The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 at Worldwide Technology Raceway is not just a race, it's a spectacle. Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th, the race everyone talks about. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500, only at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Go to WWTRaceway.com now, because the first deal is the best deal. Brought to you in part by the Illinois Office of Tourism and Discover Downstate Illinois.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, Redefined.
It's an encore for you, Freak Nation, from Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, Redefined.
Oh, Freak Nation, 24 years of doing this. We started in Los Angeles on one radio station. Now we're on radio stations across the country, every audio app that you can imagine, and of course on MAV TV, Freak Nation, Crasher. That's good. I'm going to hear those nails over there.
Sorry. I wore my papaya for Arrow McLaren this weekend. Kind of worked. Alexander Rossi getting himself a podium.
Speaking of papaya, our good friends at Lucas Oil, a part of McLaren, Arrow McLaren, and this segment brought to you by good friends at Lucas Oil. Go to lucasoil.com. Why? Well, they've been partners of ours for about 24 freaking years, but more importantly, the line of products that they have for your two wheels, your four wheels, your boats, to keep them all on the road, on the lake, fat and happy, go to lucasoil.com. That's lucasoil.com.
Remember those summer parties in Corona?
Oh, yes.
Weren't those cool? They were pretty hot, but they were cool to be at. A lot of food, a lot of fun. It was great.
A lot of food, a lot of fun, a lot of single ladies, as Tony Stewart would say.
Hot single moms. That was funny.
Oh, my goodness.
Hearing Tony say that. Mm. My, how we've all matured.
All right. So Statman put a request in to go way back in the freaking time machine. We're going to go back 18 years with Kenny Bernstein, who was out of the race car at the time, and his son, Brandon Bernstein, was in the race car. And Statman was, at the time, pretty happy that Kenny Bernstein was out of the race car. Let's go back to some frosted tips with the Bernsteins as we celebrate 24 years of Speed Freak.
Welcome to the Freak Nation. And I hope, and understand the way I'm saying this, I hope that you're done driving.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I'm done today.
No, wait a minute.
I'm done now.
You know, I'd love to see you out there, but it's valuable to have you on the sidelines because you are drag racing. Well, to a lot of people out here that are watching us, you are the reason drag racing is as big as it is.
Thank you so very much. It's an honor for you to say that to me, and I take it that way. I appreciate it tremendously. But I ain't going to lie to you. I miss driving like heck.
You know what, Kenny? Well, I am not surprised.
From a personal standpoint, Brandon and I have had conversations before, but what I really appreciate, having lost my dad 12 years ago, when I see the pictures on the back of your haulers and see the way you guys interact together, that's real, isn't it?
Yeah, it's cool. It really is, and it's been a wonderful relationship and experience. Even when Brandon was the tire washer and the bathroom cleaner, you know what
I'm
saying?
I remember that with your IndyCar team.
It was fun to watch him go through that and get into it, but he's earned his chance to perform. It's not been given to him.
It's easy to say now that you've got that first win of the season under your belt, but it was hard. I mean, what got you going when you were going out the first round?
It was hard, and like I said, I just tried to stay positive. We knew we had the team. We knew we had the capabilities. We knew we just had some, you know, stuff happen, some really wild stuff in the first two races, and, you know, we just wanted to go out there and really stay positive, and we knew it was going to come.
You got to understand one thing, really, in all honesty. It's never from lack of trying and doing as much as you can or spending the money necessary. I feel badly for the crew, for everybody, because they work just as hard to lose as you do to win.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, so I don't look at it like it's not a butt chewing. You follow me? What can we do to make it better for you? Is there anything I can do to make it better? Brandon, what's going on in there? Tell me what you're thinking so I can give you some advice and tell you what you maybe is happening to you. So I look at it from a teaching learning deal and what we can do to make it better. Because it's not lack from effort. Effort's being given.
We've had this conversation before. Let me ask you, when you look at Brandon, you know your son's trying as hard as he can to work with you. You remember the relationship you had with your dad. How do you feel as a father passing along the traditions and the skill set to be a champion in drag racing?
Well, I do everything I can to give him all the information I possibly can give him, all the experience and knowledge that I've known for 30 years, 35 years of driving these cars.
Do you ever see the frustration in his face?
Sure,
when he can't?
Like Brandon's reaction.
Sure. Yeah, because you got to understand something different here. I started driving race cars when I was 15, 16 years old. So I came up through the ranks, kind of like the dirt tracks, you got to say. Brandon never had that opportunity. I mean, he honestly didn't start racing until he jumped into a junior fuel car, to be honest about
it. Do you feel any sympathy for him?
Well, I do, because you're expecting someone to do a lot that you had 30 years to perform and do. Experience is second to none. So that's why I try to put as much into him as I can about knowledge and what to do and what to expect. And in the beginning, I'd have him ask me every question he could, what happened, what took place every second of the run, so I could tell him everything that I knew from my experience that I could teach him doing that.
Freak Nation, 24 years of doing Speed Freaks, and that's from 2006, May of 2006, I believe it was. Well, that's what I've got it logged as, Crasher, so you can whip out a freaking exact date of when the hell that was. It was 2006. Let's just say that.
May, we were typically indie shows.
I don't know about that.
I'm going to say NHRA Denver. I'm going to say July.
No, we did not do it. Listen, we don't need to argue for our 24th freaking show.
Yes, we do.
Statman's seen enough of that over the last 24.
Yeah, speaking of 24 years.
Gosh. And you've got guys like Kenny Bernstein, Statman, John Force, Mario Andretti, that you pick up the phone to call them to be on the show, and they join us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they know they're going to get treated well, and they know they're going to talk to a national audience. The Freak Nation makes this possible.
Yeah.
That's you guys, the Freak Nation.
You go back and look at some of these interviews that we've done, Freak Nation. It is bananas how sometimes that's right. We spent 20 minutes with Steve Kinzer. We spent a good two or three shows with Kenny Wallace. I thought we had him on one show. No, we've had him on three shows with us. This is back when he's running Cup and what the hell ever it was, Bush at the time.
Speaking of Steve Kinzer.
Right.
We're in Las Vegas at a party. I bought Kinzer a drink, some Remy, turned around and handed it to him. And it was like, that's Steve Kinzer. I'm buying a drink. And I had to stop for a second, you know? This guy's got 20 championships. I've had 20 drinks. I mean, what?
Right.
At that same party in Las Vegas was Tony Stewart, yeah. I believe Gary Selzy and Ron Capps. And yeah, Steve Kinzer. That was a very good night.
A couple sat down at the table when I bought a round, and they were drinking beer. And I said, told the waitress, bring another round. And they ordered a $25 martini. And I leaned over to the guy and said, you're going to pay for that. And he said, I said, I'm buying you a beer. I ain't buying you.
Crasher, one quick story. You don't need to drop any of the sponsors or necessarily any of the race or where the race was, because it'll give it away. But there was an episode. We gave away some fantastic trips to Freak Nation listeners at the time. And one was to a MotoGP race. I'm not going to say where or when. But these winners that we got left an indelible mark on Crash Gladys because, oh gosh, how do we get around this? She was kind of hosting these winners at this track, Freak Nation. A quick story, Crasher. We got 60 seconds to tell a story. Can
basically
you get that in?
Pick them up from the airport, take them to this particular city's downtown, and they are thieving the silverware into their bag. And I'm like, what are you guys doing? I'm gonna make sure you guys have meals all weekend. They're like, this is nicer than anything we've ever had at home.
Oh,
and I'm
no.
like, this is a brewery.
I've done okay. that too. Everybody's done that.
What are you talking
Preachy.
About?
Yeah, we only have 30 seconds left. How's that for a cliffhanger? Yes.
But were you mother effing? Weren't
oh,
they?
And then at the track.
This chick's voice just or
in this suite, Red Bull was took
oh,
care of us.
Oh, how's it going? Oh, sorry. Man.
They took care of us many years.
Yeah, they did.
Wasn't their fault, though. But we were in their suite, and these guys just, yeah, they were mother effing the most of the race. And I had to just kind of sit there and say, guys, please calm down. Please, wait, language. That's what our daughter says to us now.
Yeah,
language.
They were in this tent where there were hundreds of people, but my goodness, you could hear her voice dropping all kinds of curse bombs. And poor Crasher was there by herself. This after experiencing Richie, what are you talking about? Really? You ripping off silverware?
Heck yeah. In high school, I did.
He's bragging about it.
Naughty. We were naughty back in the day.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Were you the winner that I took to this
did
race?
Did it multiple times too.
Okay. I get ripping off towels from Motel 6, Richie, but you're ripping off
plates.
Silverware?
I had friends who stuffed plates into their purse at a particular establishment.
Richie, you were raised by two great parents. You had food on the table and plates and silverware.
You didn't have to rip it off.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not saying it was me personally that did it. I was just saying I was maybe around people who did.
Well, clean it up. Clean it up. Yeah. You're on national TV then.
All right. We got a break. What happens when a Formula
didn't think that was coming?
What happens when a Formula One champion rolls in the Freak Nation? Well, he did in 2018. That's next. Speed Freak Spitz and Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Whatever you do, General Tire delivers. For more than 30 years, Lucas Oil Products has been solving some of the most difficult mechanical problems in the automotive, marine, and industrial industries. From our original Core 4 products, heavy-duty oil stabilizer, power steering, stop leak, transmission fix, and fuel treatment, we have now developed over 400 custom products to help solve some of the world's toughest mechanical issues. Go to lucasoil.com to see what we have in store for you. Lucas Oil. It works.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clip, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included with the activation of a Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah! So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Requires in-store activation. Device offer ends 6/9/24. Taxes and fees apply.
The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 at Worldwide Technology Raceway is not just a race. It's a spectacle. Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th. The race everyone talks about. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500. Only at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Go to WWTRaceway.com now because the first deal is the best deal. Brought to you in part by the Illinois Office of Tourism and Discover Downstate Illinois.
The weekend racing is over, or is it?
not on MAV TV. Monday is All American Racing Night on the network which never leaves the track. Sit back and enjoy grassroots red, white, and blue racing from America's most iconic tracks. Whether it's the precise lines of pavement ovals or the door-banging action of the dirt, MAV TV's Monday night lineup will bring you all the action from this country's legendary four-wheel battlegrounds. Monday night is All American Racing, only on MAV TV, Motorsports Network.
Looking for power to spare? Count on an FVP battery. FVP. Verified. Proven.
As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
You're listening to Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio Redefined.
It's a big old freaking encore of Speed Freaks this holiday weekend. Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Hey, GeneralTire.com is a great website to check out, especially for this summer. It's hot outside, Freak Nation. Don't run on bald tires. Run on a new set of General tires. Find out what tire fits your ride at GeneralTire.com. Passenger, light truck, SUV, sports car. Yep. Go to GeneralTire.com. Prior to the Daytona 24-hour, Fernando Alonso, that's his first time to run the Daytona 24-hour, of course, a Formula One champion. We had a chance to spend about 10, 15 minutes with the guy. And as we celebrate 24 years of Speed Freaks, we thought, why not? Let's go back to 2018 with a Formula One champion. This was fun. I think we had cameras set up on sticks and nobody was running them. We just hit record and you'll see. And we just roll with it. But it was a good sport about it. It's Fernando Alonso, 2018, January 2018, joining us just prior to the Daytona 24-hour here in the Freak Nation.
Good time, aren't you? You're signing autographs. You're doing these interviews. It's something that we don't see from Formula One drivers when they come over here. But your social media, you're up at 3 o'clock in the morning, Instagram videos. This is awesome. You're having a damn good time, aren't you?
You check my hair at 3 a.m. You know, it was crazy. I mean, I love racing, but I understand at the same time that racing is much more than driving cars. You need to be close to your fans. You know, there were Japanese fans here that they flew all from Japan to watch this race only to support myself. And you know, you understand that you need to do and to give something back, not only driving. So I try to be open to everyone. There are other things that, you know, are a little bit more difficult. It's not only nice things that it happen in the day, you know, like now I need to drive to Miami 4 or 5 hours and then fly to Europe and training tomorrow. You know, there are things that, you know, in the background that are a little bit more difficult, but like any other job.
Wait a minute. You said training tomorrow when you land back in Europe. I was just going to ask you, what's your cheat meal now that you're done for a couple of weeks? Guess there's none of that.
Yeah, I tried that. You know, I had an email last night about training camp this week with my physios and my trainers, and I said maybe we can delay it a little bit, you know, until the weekend or something. And they said no, because in the weekend you have this commitment, that commitment. So yeah, it needs to happen, but hopefully I can convince them to start in an easy way.
Americans, it'd be difficult for Americans to understand someone coming from Japan to see you race here in the United States, but you're used to that. You have to have a relationship with your fans that most American drivers do not understand. How do you build that?
I think we all understand. If I mean, maybe they don't know Japanese fans. That's the first thing, you know. Japanese fans are quite unique. But you know, it's the way it is. I think wherever you race and as long as you your performance is the maximum you can do, I think the fans appreciate that, you know, and your commitment, your passion for motor racing, and sometimes, you know, they get to know that motorsport is difficult, as we said before, and they keep supporting you wherever it happened in the race. So that's something very nice, and I'm thankful for that.
Do you have to bring a bigger set of balls to run Daytona 24 next year?
Hopefully, we'll see. We'll see. Belts are much better now, so that's the first thing.
Indy, Monaco, or Daytona? What are bigger?
Yeah, Le Mans is something that is attractive, but we need to find more weekends. You know, we have only 52 weekends in the year, and we need to find 54 or 60.
And, of course, Fernando Alonso, we caught up with him prior to running the Daytona 24-hour. And quick education, Crasher, I was looking up his time in the Indy 500. Didn't qualify. Was it the first year? Do you remember?
No.
Go ahead. Sorry.
It was his last year.
Right.
We have the Kimwa hat from that year. That wasn't 2021, though. You said you read 2020.
2020.
No. The August race? No.
Hey.
Anniversary.
Yes.
No, I'm not going with that.
Well, look it up, will you? My goodness. As my dad would say, he would say, go look it up in the dictionary, son.
The encyclopedia.
Yes.
Not Wikipedia.
No.
I got it here because I looked it up because I'm a millennial and we look things up and get the facts here.
What you got, Richie?
2017, he started fifth, finished 24th.
Got it.
2019. One of the craziest moments in the history of the Indy 500, at least as long as I've been watching the sport, he did not make the race.
That's the one I'm talking
about. In 2019. Okay. And in 2020, he started 26th and finished 21st. I do not remember him starting in that 2020.
In the COVID race. No, I don't either. Fernando Alonso ran the August COVID Indy 500.
That's what the people on the internet are saying. Yep. The internet never lies.
Takuma Sato won that race. I do know that. That's all.
The things that we've experienced, one time Statman cried on air and it involved the Indianapolis 500, when a friend of ours, Buddy Rice, Statman, won the Indy 500 and we were on the air and he called into that show.
The best in the 24 years was racing Tony Stewart in the golf cart. The absolute best.
You almost took him out.
If it wasn't for the stat man, he wouldn't have gotten a championship that year.
Right?
I could have run him right into a ravine. Yep.
That is real.
And you look at what's transpired over the last 24 years, Freak Nation, where you have NASCAR running on rain tires on an oval. Not have predicted that. When NASCAR started, this whole playoff situation and where we are now, debating on pulling a road course out of the playoffs.
NASCAR is run by a non-France family member. That's even greater.
If we go back 24 years, which we are, I wouldn't have ever thought, and this has been around for a very long time now. I don't know the exact amount of years, but I'm going to say pushing 15. I never thought NHRA would stop racing a quarter mile for the nitro cars. That's been at least 15 years, maybe. Never thought that would be a possibility. A lot has changed. Never thought Indy cars would implement a windscreen, a halo. So much has happened in 24 years.
Twitter account, yes.
Twitter's now X.
There wasn't even a Twitter. There wasn't even a Twitter, much less an X when we started.
Would you like to, let's say 24 years ago, would you like to go 24 years ahead to see where we are, or would you like to go 24 years back with the knowledge that you have now?
That's hard.
Well, I don't think Richie'd want to go 24 years back with the knowledge we have now, because he'd be busted. He'd be in jail.
Thief.
I like going ahead.
I don't want to know my fate, especially with a 10-year-old daughter. I don't want to know. And this is a little personal.
Oh, so you're not okay. So you're not saying in racing and in the racing world, you're just saying generalities as a human being. Would you rather go 24 years back in your age or your life or 24 years forward? I see what you're saying.
I'm saying the last 24 years that we experienced, meaning let's say it's June 25th, 2000. Mm-hmm. Would you have liked to gone 24 years ahead to where we are now to see how far we've come, if we're still alive, if we're still doing this damn thing? Or today, would you like to go 24 years back with the experience that you have now?
To redo things?
I didn't say that. Damn it. I just asked a question, Crash. Yes or no?
I don't want to go back. No, okay. I like to keep going forward. I don't want to go back.
You got to choose one, 10-year-old Henley.
Forward. Give me forward.
All right. So you would like to be in 2000 and go 24 years forward. Mm-hmm. Richie?
I still don't really understand the question, but I'm just going to play along anyway. if it was, I would probably, if you're asking 12-year-old me, no, 9-year-old me, because I was 9 in 2000. That's right. If you're asking 9-year-old me if I wanted to move ahead 24 years, I would probably take that in a heartbeat, because I was like, being adult sounds freaking awesome. Like, this is cool. I can do whatever I want. I don't have to listen to my parents anymore.
I can pay bills.
Think about going back 24 years now with the knowledge that you have and explain to people Twitter, Facebook, social media.
It's coming.
You would
it's
have
coming.
Zero followers if you had a Twitter account. Nobody
but
else
here's
would know
how
that.
You get them.
Dial up internet was still a thing when y'all started.
Oh, yes.
Oh. I'd love to go back, especially knowing who won the Super Bowls.
Oh, boy. Statman would have given up on the Browns a long damn time ago. All right, Freak Nation. Coming up next, Bobby Rahal, Graham Rahal, and we say goodnight after 24. No, we just say goodnight after a show. We celebrate 24 years, and we'll finalize that deal tomorrow. Coming up next, Speed Freaks, Miss Lucas, Old Studio.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clip, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Keeping your pride and joy perfect is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Start with Slick Mist Speed Wax. Simply mist on and wipe off for a professional detailer shine. For your tires and trim, there's Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. Spray on and wipe off for better than new look. Then finisher with Lucas Slick Mist Interior Detailer. Just spray and wipe. Easy. Use Lucas Slick Mist Car Care products and she'll never look better. Fast, easy, and professional. Really, it's sort of like having an extra set of hands. Or three.
The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 at Worldwide Technology Raceway. It's not just a race. It's a spectacle. Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th. The race everyone talks about. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500. Only at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Go to WWTRaceway.com now, because the first deal is the best deal. Brought to you in part by the Illinois Office of Tourism and Discover Downstate Illinois.
whatever you do, General Tire delivers.
Dragging your knee at 100 miles per hour, doing a double jump with some extreme flair. If you're into two-wheel racing, make a standing date for Tuesday night on MAV TV. Two-Wheel Tuesday will showcase the world's best motorcycle racers on the most challenging tracks. Whether it's the treacherous high-speed ballet of road racing or the handlebar-to-handlebar combat of the dirt arenas, MAV TV has your two-wheel fix every week on Two-Wheel Tuesday.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. That's 800-273-7075.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
You're listening to an encore edition of Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Freak Nation. The radio show's been going on for 24 years. The television version, it's had its starts and stops along the way. Started on Speed Channel, ESPN, ESPN2, MAV TV, now back on MAV TV, and of course on YouTube for the last several years. But what we would do, Crasher, Statman, is people would pay us to set up and tape shows at their sponsored pits. Mm-hmm. And one of the good partners that we had along the way for several years was Mazda. And Crasher, there was a series that Mazda sponsored at one time.
The Star Mazda series. So, yes, we were out at the 12 Hours of Sebring one fine year. Support series was Star Mazda series. And we had very, very young Marco Andretti and very, very young Graham Brayhall on with us in those days.
Again, this interview is actually 15, 20 minutes long, but we just got a small portion of it. But there are a couple of things that are dropped in here that you think, whoa, okay. Including the name Michael McDowell in this conversation.
Oh, no way. Yeah. That's right. He was a Star Mazda driver too, wasn't
this
he?
This is 2005, April. Graham Brayhall, I believe, was 15 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
We started off with Graham Brayhall really? With his dad, Bobby Brayhall, and then... we kick Bobby off, and it's just Graham. We celebrate 24 years of Speed Freaks. Thank you guys for letting us indulge. It's Graham Brayhall here in the Freak Nation with his daddy.
Bobby, you've got Danica. You've got Buddy Rice. And now, obviously, Graham coming up through the ranks. They're all hipsters. Are they keeping you young?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's especially with this guy and Danica, you know, and Bud, I mean, Buddy's so laid back. Buddy's the epitome of cool, I think. But yeah, I think racing keeps you young. I really do. And I mean, I'm 52. I don't feel like I'm not sure what I feel like, but I'm 52.
Didn't Buddy make you wear your hat backwards for the first time in your life?
Pretty much so. And it was the funny part of that was when he signed up with us, I said, okay. That might have worked with your old sponsor. That doesn't work with the new one. And, of course, you know, you can't change the guy, and he'd walk around with his hat backwards. And so at Indy, it was just fitting there in Victory Circle to do the same.
Look at what Kyle Busch is doing. Look at what these younger guys are doing, Vickers, cats like that. How do you look at those guys, man? Granted, it's NASCAR, but how do you look at those guys?
Certainly. I mean, I respect those guys a lot. You know, they've done everything that I've had to do and any other guy has to do. Obviously, they're farther along in their career, but basically, they're, you know, pretty close to my age, and I respect them a lot. I mean, it takes a lot of work to get where they're at, no matter how good people think they are or anything else. They've got to be good because it takes a lot of work, and NASCAR takes nothing away from that. You know, it's it's maybe, I wouldn't say it's easier to get into NASCAR, but there's certainly more openings. There's more cars, stuff like that.
More dollars right now.
Yeah, exactly. You know, sponsors are more interested in NASCAR than they are Champ Car or anything else. But certainly it's difficult for anybody to get into their spots.
Dad talked about maybe having a sports car team next year. Is Michael McDowell won the Formula Mazda Championship last year and went to sports cars. Is that something that might be in your future?
Certainly. I mean, sports car has always been my favorite thing, over Champ Car, over IRL, over anything.
Well, there's a statement. There we go.
I just, it's whether it's Grand Am or ALMS, you know, when I grew up, it was just one series, so I didn't know the difference. But, I mean,
there are guys like Andy Wallace who do both.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's certainly something we're looking at as well. And I think it's definitely something I want to do. But it just takes a challenge to get there still. But it still might not be running for Dad's team. It might be running for someone else. But sports cars is definitely somewhere I'd like to go.
The floor is yours, Crasher.
I'm blown away. Michael McDowell, at the point of that interview, Michael McDowell was coming off as the Formula Mazda Star Mazda champion. Mm-hmm. He had just gone into IMSA. We're still talking Grand Am in that interview. Graham Rahal is comparing himself with the young likes of Kyle Busch and Brian Vickers. Graham Rahal was 16 in that interview. And he drops that sports cars have always been a favorite. Mr. Full-time IndyCar driver right now. Owning a mm-hmm. Ducati superbike team as well.
And married to a funny car driver.
And married to Courtney Force. There you go. There you go. John Force. We will give an update on John Force to wrap the show. But John Force, the GOAT of almost all racing. Let's just say facts are facts. John Force is the GOAT. And he is he is Graham Rahal's father-in-law. Wow.
There's not a better dad duo than Graham Rahal's father and Brittany Force's father.
Courtney Force's father
yeah. with John Force.
Father-in-law duo, yes. Yeah, can you... Christmas dinners with Graham and Courtney. Come on, that needs to be IndyCar. We just found... And NHRA. Join forces. There's your reality show. There's Little Punch Tickets.
I do remember sitting between Eddie Cheever and John Force one night. We're on the radio, and John is... I turned to John. He's very quiet. I turned to John and said, "What's wrong with you? You're not saying anything." And he points to Eddie Cheever, and he says, "That's an Indy 500 winner." Mm. And John, at the time, had won like 14 championships, and he's in praise of Eddie Cheever, who's just won one Indy 500 in a down year for the Indy 500.
Yeah, just again, we I know Crash has got an update on John Force, at least of us going live on Sunday nights and taping the show. But I've got to say this, that the greatest motorsports personality of all time and drive, just the greatest in motorsports is John Force. And he's been in these studios, the Speed Freaks pits, numerous times. I've got two messages from him calling me, one, to apologize for something he thought offended me, which very rarely happens, meaning not much offends me. It didn't offend me. And two, when he couldn't make a recent interview with us, he called and left a 60-second voicemail.
A personal apology. And we were like, it's okay.
Yeah. Only John.
Exactly. Only John.
But Crasher, the latest on John Force.
Okay. For those who may not be aware, John Force in eliminations, NHRA, Virginia Nationals in Richmond, Virginia. John Force won the first elimination round on Sunday morning, afternoon. Unfortunately, after he passed the finish line, his engine exploded, and it was a massive explosion. John's car immediately crossed over the center line into the left lane and hit that wall, just smashing more parts of his car, turned his car a little bit sideways, and he rolled sideways onto the other side of the track, hitting the other wall. It was a massive, horrific crash. The good news is John Force was alert when he got out of the car. It looked to me like he was standing. He was talking with medics. He was, though, for precautionary purposes, taken to the ICU, flown via helicopter. Now, we have learned since the accident after round one of eliminations in Virginia that he was indeed injured. The extent of his injuries, as of us taping right now on Sunday night of the Virginia race weekend, the extent of the injuries are not known. Brittany, his daughter, who won the Too Fast, Too Tasty Mission Challenge in Top Fuel this weekend, she had a comment that went viral on X shortly after John's crash and after he had gone, already been taken to the hospital. She said, "My dad's going to be okay. I was in the ambulance with him holding his hand. He's one of the toughest people I know, so he'll bounce back like he always does." That was refreshing to read on Sunday afternoon from John Force's daughter, Brittany. And then as the day went on and Austin Prock ended up taking the funny car win, teammate to Brittany, to John, incredible how he was able to maintain his focus throughout the day, knowing that his owner, his team owner, his teammate is in the hospital. Austin goes on to win, immediately goes to the hospital to check on John, takes the trophy with him, saying, he said something like, "This trophy's for John. It's, I'm not keeping this. This is all John's." In the John Force press release, though, I found it very curious to begin the very last paragraph talking about Brittany and how she's getting back on track with crew chiefs David Grubnick and John Collins. And then the very next sentence, the first sentence of the last paragraph, "Meanwhile, her dad's status," talking about John Force, "for the remainder of the season is unknown."
Yep.
That's the first we had read anything of that sort. Again, we know John Force is injured. We don't know at the tape, the time of us recording this, the extent of his injuries, but that sentence was eye-opening.
Love you, John Force. Love you more than you'll ever know. And I know millions of people agree with us.
Yep.
24 years of doing Speed Freaks, and John Force has been a part of every one of those. Yes. Love the guy.
Yes.
All right, Stat Man, let's do it, man. You ready?
Here we go.
For 24 years, Statman, shoot the juice to the moose.
And cut it loose.
See ya.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Keeping your pride and joy perfect is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Start with Slick Mist Speed Wax. Simply mist on and wipe off for a professional detailer shine. For your tires and trim, there's Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. Spray on and wipe off for better than new look. Then finisher with Lucas Slick Mist Interior Detailer. Just spray and wipe. Easy. Use Lucas Slick Mist Car Care products and she'll never look better. Fast, easy, and professional. Really, it's sort of like having an extra set of hands. Or three.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clip, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
General Tire delivers.
Dragging your knee at 100 miles per hour, doing a double jump with some extreme flair. If you're into two-wheel racing, make a standing date for Tuesday night on MAV TV. Two-Wheel Tuesday will showcase the world's best motorcycle racers on the most challenging tracks. Whether it's the treacherous high-speed ballet of road racing or the handlebar-to-handlebar combat of the dirt arenas, MAV TV has your two-wheel fix every week on Two Wheel Tuesday.
The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 at Worldwide Technology Raceway is not just a race. It's a spectacle. Two action-packed days of racing and the most exciting track in racing. Go to WWTRaceway.com now because the first deal is the best deal. Brought to you in part by the Illinois Office of Tourism in Discovertown, State Illinois.
for power to spare? Count on an FVP battery. FVP. Verified. Proven.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio, redefined.